Can we put our hands together for our God? God bless you. Let me read one scripture of our assurance this morning. 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. He said, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" I read it again. "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" And that which is good. Amen. Is the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Israel. You can't follow Christ and regret it. Choice is given to the whole world to choose who they will follow. Many choose to follow occultic places. Many choose to follow human beings. But how many of us here depend totally on God Almighty for our lives? How many? Put down your hand. You will never regret it. The best decision you can make on earth is to give your life to Christ. Totally. That is the best insurance on earth. Ensure your life. There is a destruction that is coming upon this world. And we are preparing to escape from it. There is what is likened to tsunami's warning. Something that detects when a tsunami is about to strike. And they will warn the people before the thing will explode. The whole world is like what was sitting before that king, the handwriting on the wall, showing the end of the system. More and more wickedness, evil everywhere. No place of safety anymore. No place of safety anywhere anymore. Telling you, those of us who are old enough, compare your time now to our time before, in the 60s, 50s, even early 70s, a better sanity around than what we see now. Only God knows what the children we are having now will become in the future. Just reading in the newspaper this morning how they say rival cult groups in the university, somewhere in the east. Rival cult groups. Two rival cults went to the other cult, maybe the cult leaders, killed them, cut off their head and do goal posts with it. One there, then they play football with the head of human beings. And they are supposed to be students, somebody's children. The devil has gotten to that level where life doesn't mean anything again. And worse still, because of the lack of censorship of what goes into the internet, you'll be surprised that there are internet sites that they teach people how to kill. There are internet sites that teach people how to commit suicide. And the person will be leading the one, they will tell you, okay, have you done this? Now do like this. Then do like this so that you will die without pain and not take your life. And they will be encouraging you, of course, what is life again? This is not your problem. This is not your problem. If you die, you will rest. Now go and do it like this, do it like this, do it like this. And then the internet, oh, they are chatting with somebody teaching you how to take your life. It's existing. Then, now before, if you see a dead body, you will not recover from it for days. That you saw somebody die on the road. But now, the same way you see dead animal for road. Now so if you see human being, the same way you feel. Yeah, see person don't die. Don't go. Value for life is going. It is evidence of the end of the time. God will not allow this thing continue like that. Judgment is coming. Run for shelter. We are saying it now, those of us that God has given us the grace to see the reality of God and to believe Him. He has caused us to see. We are warning the people now. They are not ready to follow. All the people are interested in is material things. Pursue money here, pursue this here, pursue that. But no time to think about their destination. If you fall down now and die, nobody sits down to think about death. As if life just consists of the abundance of the things that they own here. See? You have your own house, it's not enough. You are acquiring. And then they will say, what are you doing? They say, it came for my children. Which children? The best legacy you leave for your children is not money. The best legacy you leave for your children is to build them with character. If not, all that you put, when you die, finish, they will sell everything and smoke in their hemp with it. So what have you benefited? So we keep ringing this. Because relationship with God is dwindling. People are no longer looking for relationship with God these days because of pursuit of material things. And yet that is the safest place to be. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When we say it, some listen, but majority of the people don't listen. The churches that you see people full are churches that talk prosperity. How to get earthly things. Nothing wrong with it. But if that becomes your priority, you will miss it. You will miss it. Because prosperity that does not go with peace is not prosperity. Prosperity that does not go with peace is no prosperity. I'm telling you, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. My prayer to all Christians that listen to me anytime I preach is to understand what I'm saying. That a Christian should not be under bondage. But you must first be a Christian. If you are not a Christian, you are here for deliverance. You are wasting your time. The God that I know is not a magician. He's not a magician. You came for prayers. This is what he said. This is the confidence that we have in him. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. It simply means if you ask anything contrary to his will, he will not hear you. And the way it is put there, it simply means before you ask God, make sure you are asking him in line with his principles. You can't ask God, deliver me from the hand of my enemies, when you don't have a good relationship with him. He himself, he has declared you his enemy. Some of us are enemies of God. And we are telling God to fight our enemies for us. It can't work. It can't work. And sometimes you jump from church to church, church to church, church to church, church to church. And you think it is church to church that will solve it, man of God to man of God that will solve it. No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Build a relationship. Build a relationship with God. Build a relationship with God. First. If you have a relationship with God, it is then scriptures like where he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Proverbs chapter 3. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And what will happen? He will direct your path. He will direct your path. He will direct you how to make money. He will direct your path. I know of a young girl that they fell sick during the examination. Born again Christians in the campus fell terribly sick and the exams was approaching. So throughout the preparation for the exams, she was sick. What do you call it? Sickle cell. In crisis. And you know what they go through, the kind of pains. An examination is coming up. All she did was to pray, Lord, I didn't deny you. In the school here, I didn't deny you. You will not deny me. Don't let this sickness make me repeat my courses. Hallelujah. She went to the exams hall and she sat down by faith. No, she said she had, I will go with you, I will direct you. She sat down. Throughout, immediately she brought the exams, the sheet of paper appears. Now, copy is just a copy in the spirit. All the answers. All the answers. All the answers she was copying. The angel just brought the answer to her. And she was copying. You say, God, they do expo. Now you know that one. What is God doing when your enemy is coming and he give you dream? He give you vision. Is there anything he cannot do? No, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. I think one time, is it you, Joseph, you have experienced that before? One of you, say with me. Well, during exam, answer will appear. You are the one? You were in school then. Secondary school or university? Secondary school. You too? Any other person? First experience. You, okay, you experience it. It's real now. You see that you are confused and you say, you just bother, hey, oh Lord, don't let me not fail this paper. Pow! Vision will break forth. Let's clap our hands for our God. Praise the Lord. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I say, I was owing a finance company some years back, even before this ministry started. Where they borrowed me money and where I did the business, they have not paid me. And this finance company will not understand that we have not been paid. And they have gone, they have confirmed I have not been paid, but they will not let me rest. And then one time, I don't know what they were about to plan to come. And then I saw a revelation. I saw them appear in my office. I came out of the office and I sighted them parking their car. I said, oh, these people have come again. In that revelation, though. So I decided to use another route. While they were coming, I used another route, entered my car and drove off. And the revelation went forth. I mean, cut off. 3 days after, the same thing played out. I came out of my office. And immediately, I was talking with somebody. I saw them parking their car and say, these people have come. Which kind of wahala be this? Then I remembered the revelation. I said, that revelation, I follow like this. So I take off. While they are coming like this, me, I'm going like that. I enter my car, I drove off. That time we were using 090 phone. You know that mobile phone 090. Motorola. When I drove off, finished. I called them. I called them. No, they called me. They called me, sorry. They called me and said, We're in your office. I say, oh, I'm not in the office. Praise the Lord. God can direct. God can direct. He does. If you have a relationship with Him. Nothing bad will come to you without Him revealing it to you. And when you are worried, He will come and solve the matter. He will give you something, tell you something that will settle it. That's why we can't suffer hypertension from thinking a Christian. The best decision to make on earth is to be a Christian. We have tested both sides. We have known life without Christ. And now we know life in Christ. I'm telling you, don't just run, because we are Gentiles and essentially we are idol worshippers. And there is a tendency to run up and down to go and get something you can keep. Since they say we cannot go to Babalawo, now the same things are now sold in the church. If it's not anointing oil, it is handkerchief or water or sand. Or one thing or the other. That is what we place our faith on. It's wrong, oh. Very, very wrong. Before that thing can work for you, your faith must first be in Him, because He wants to take all the glory. And if you live a life that glorifies God every day, praise God, He knows what to do. I told you also, I say, when you pay your tithes, for instance, it's a principle for prosperity. He said He will open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing that there will be no room to contain. Let me tell you, God is not a magician. You won't see blessing falling from heaven like that, falling from heaven. He's just using it to describe the blessing will bless you. If you're a businessman, whatever you do that gives you income, you are doing it with competitors. Before you know what, ideas will be dropping before you like this, concerning that thing you are doing. Wisdom will be coming like that, and you will always be ahead of your competitors. Ahead of your competitors. You see? And people believe, for instance, that you cannot make it in the line of your business unless you sell fake things. Our brethren that are traders at Ladipo and everywhere, at Supanda, the average Igbo trader, the training where you train for your master, now the training of all the crookish things that they do. See? But let me tell you this. That because of it, everywhere has been flooded with fake things. Christians don't know. If you decide you are not going to sell fake, somebody tells you you will not make it. It's a lie. The day people know that the items you sell are original, now you're going to commit. I'm telling you. The day they know you have original, quick money, we have no time to make name. We have no time to make name for ourselves. Telling you. All these fake products. My wife has a shop. And her principle is no fake product in this shop. And she has stood by it. And there are many in the, it's a shopping complex. And in that shopping complex, other competitors are there. But up till 10 in the night, sometimes they have to tell people, please, we want to close. Tell the people, come back tomorrow, we want to close. They will line up in our shop. Because they tell them, go to shop number, so. Anything you buy there is original. Her supplier, she will tell them, if any customer brings this in back that it is fake, I will return it. That is the agreement before she stocks herself. And if you buy anything and it is fake, you come back, she will collect it back and give you your money and go back to where she gets it from. No fake anything. No fake anything. And come and see. Now, shortly, everybody know, you want anything, go here. Go to this shop. Maybe they come and say, they enter her shop. How much is this thing? It's 500 naira. Ha! It's too much now. For that shop, where they are now, 300 now. He said, hey, go there, buy your land. My own is 500. They go, go, finish, they go, come back, hey, bring up, but it's too costly. He said, why you come back? And they are coming. Praise the Lord. You say, if you don't do it like that, you won't make it. You will make it. Because you will do it with prayer. You will do it to glorify God. Those when they do fake, their neighbor, they take juju, they cover and steal. Fight everywhere, but not when you hold onto God's unchanging hands. I'm saying this. Somebody needs to hear what I am saying. That if you build a relationship with God, all other things you are looking for will line up automatically. I have confirmed it. I have confirmed it. Hallelujah. I love what Jayola, the statement you made in my office this afternoon. He said, they give a revelation, say they carry his name, go where. He said, he is not bothered because as long as he knows he is clean towards his relationship with anybody, and he has not put his hand in anything evil. He said, you know, anywhere you go, anything you do, it will backfire. And that's the confidence we have. They gave you revelation. See, they see your name. Somewhere, some people are trying to do evil. He was sure, even some people fear we catch them. They will run to the mountain and they shake their head. Anybody, die. Anybody, wake up in my name, die. No, that's not the time. The time for people to die. If you want anybody to die who is after you, go to he who has the last say over people's lives. Hold on to him. Have a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. So that you can say that the enemy, the prince of this world, come here, Jesus Christ said, but he has no place, no part in me. What is the accuser of the brethren? Before the enemy can get you, there must be something he will use against you. It's a spiritual principle. It's a spiritual principle. Something that Satan will use against you. Something Satan will use against you. But as long as you stay under the blood, living, trying the best to live a life pleasing before God, God protects his own. God fights battles for his own. There are times you lie down in your room. You know, and who was this telling me? I said, since 3 o'clock, I've been awake. He said, why? I said, it was not when I said the Holy Ghost woke me. I said, that type of wake, that when he wake you, you know immediately, say he wants you to pray. Hey, they say, when you relate so much with God, if there's any evil thing around you, the angel will tap you. Stand up and fight battle. But if you don't have that relationship, it will come there, cut your hair, go. Cut your cloth, go. Praise the Lord. Use you for table to do meeting. One small girl I was doing deliverance for, say their auntie. He said every now when they sleep, on top of her, then they chop. Now her body be table. Carry you, make a caricature, you don't know anything happening. When you wake up, stand up, you don't stand up, say, hey, pay for here. Pay, what did happen? When there's no relationship, Where is the angel that God has released to walk with you? He's not there. So when you come here, we give every one of us opportunity. That you are alive is an opportunity to start all over your relationship with God. Sometimes it is not that dry fasting that will solve your problem. It is a relationship with God. And if you don't have a relationship with someone, how can you go to him to ask him to do something for you? If you don't have a relationship with God, how do you expect God to bless you? Try to have a relationship with him. And the relationship starts with you accepting the useless life you have been living. It starts with you accepting that you are not worthy, you depend on His mercy. Accept you're a sinner. Look back at all the useless life you have been living that did not, you know, include Him in your agenda. Repent. Ask God, forgive me, I won't do it again. And help me to live a life that will be pleasing before you. From now on, I've trusted too much on my ability, but it has not taken me anywhere. Now, Lord, I want to depend on you. Repent. Then, go for water baptism if you have not yet been baptized. Wash that curse away from you. Wash away that sin. And then you stand before God. Satan cannot accuse you of anything again. If you have been baptized before, then decide to change your lifestyle from that day. If what I am saying is true, and there's somebody here that truly makes that decision, your testimony will confirm what I am saying is the truth. And I'm not telling you anything that I will benefit from. You are the one that will benefit from it. I'm telling you how to walk with God and walk in peace and walk in victory. No matter how much Satan has battered your life, He, God, can rearrange your life again. I have too many examples to give you that confirms that this God, His problem with us is to get our attention. The problem with His children is to have a relationship with us. Not by power, not by might. It is by His mercy that we receive anything from Him. You don't receive anything from God because you fast too much. You don't receive anything from Him because you pray too much. There are people that pray more than anything else, but their testimonies have nothing to show for the type of prayers that they pray. The type of prayer that they pray, the kind of testimony you expect, you don't see it. But those who don't pray much are different. I'm not telling you not to pray. The sweetest moment of the day for a Christian is a moment of prayer, because that is also another way of having a relationship with Him. But what type of prayer do you pray? Praise the Lord. What type of prayer? So if there is anybody that has made up that decision to follow Him, who will harm you if we are followers of that which is good? That is the assurance that we have. That he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. It's His protection. It's His protection. Shadow of the Almighty God. I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge. God is my place of safety. A place of safety. When you remain under the blood of Jesus Christ, we are covered. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And it's identifying with that blood that we go for water baptism. And it can't fail. It cannot fail. Cannot fail. God is obligated to confirm His word. When He hung on the cross of Calvary, He shouted, "It is finished." He broke the power of Satan over His children. Those who will believe. So we are preaching the gospel. Go and preach the gospel to all creatures. I am preaching the gospel now. He that believes what I'm saying now and is baptized shall be saved. I don't know how many people believe what I'm saying. I don't know how many people who have not believed before. Now they believe, or they want to be saved. Saved from that curse. Saved from that frustration. Saved from the witches around you. Saved from the dangers of the environment. And worse still, saved from the damnation that is coming upon this world. One of these days, people will know that there is lake of fire. There is a hell. And there is a heaven. Now they don't believe. And God made sure that very wicked people, when they die, they don't come back again to say, "I'm not going to repent. I enter hell and I come back soon." Once you go, it is appointed unto man once to die. After that is judgment. For every man shall give account of himself. We came to earth here from somewhere. Somebody sent us to earth here through your mother's womb. It's your creator, it's your maker. You are here for a purpose. And that purpose is never to build houses all around. To run up and down chasing money. You are not going to show him the money that you made. You are not going to show him the houses that you built. You are going to tell him, I followed you. I kept your words. I followed you. I kept your commandments. Every man will give account of himself before God. And that is why we keep reminding the people, as you seek for deliverance, that's very good, by the same power of the blood, let that blood also be your place of protection. And it will be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. If there be anybody that has not yet been baptized, the water is ready. The pastors are ready for the baptism. We shall take inside the water, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, put you inside that water and bring you out in the name of the Lord Jesus. That blood will speak for you. If you have repented, if you have repented. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.